USA Radio News with Wendy King.
One Paris fire official says the Cathedral of Notre Dame has been saved from a massive blaze. French President Emmanuel Macron says the worst has been avoided. He promises to rebuild and will ask for international help. KYW-TV reporter Victoria Whittle.
I can hear people in the streets singing. They're singing and praying and watching this billowing fire continue to persist, and now within the belly of the church.
Reporter Adam Plowright.
Notre Dame Cathedral was undergoing a major renovation project. We saw images last week of statues being removed from the spire at the cathedral, the spire that's since been destroyed and collapsed. This was a long-running renovation project, and the fire service have indicated it could be connected to that.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Chairman Jerry Nadler of the House Judiciary Committee wants White House aide Stephen Miller to testify about the Trump administration's immigration proposals.
We heard several weeks ago from whistleblowers that that Steve Miller came up with this before we heard it about it from any other source. And probably Steve Miller, who seems to be the boss of everybody on immigration, ought to come before Congress and explain some of these policies.
Nadler appearing on CNN's State of the Union. It was quite a finish at the Boston Marathon today. The rainy weather decided to clear up right before the beginning of the race, letting the runners have the advantage. WBZ Radio has the final moments of the race.
It is a dead sprint to Cisa and Cerrone. Who's going to take it? They've got 20 yards left. Cerrone outduels him and takes the crown.
Kenyan Lawrence Chirano beat two-time winner from Ethiopia, Lalisa de Cisa. An Ethiopian woman also won the women's race. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The fallen CEO of CBS is feeling the drop in his income. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Leslie Moonves, the former CEO of CBS, earned $47.1 million in 2018 originally, but then he had to forfeit $34.5 million in stock awards. So it brought his compensation down to $12.6 million for the year. That according to a regulatory filing on Friday. He probably won't be panhandling anytime soon, but that's still a paltry sum when compared with the $69 million he had earned in 2017 and 2016. The longtime CBS leader forced to resign after revelations of past sexual misconduct allegations were detailed in two exposés published last July and September in The New Yorker. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A former presidential candidate speaks out on the immigration problem. USA Radio's Rick Vincent has more on the story.
Former Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton tells CNN's Fareed Zakaria the country's immigration system needs to be updated, and she has a plan on where to start.
I would go to the big tech companies and I would say, okay, you've got 15 days. Give me a system so that I can keep track of everybody. I'm not going to lose anyone. No baby, no older person. Everybody is going to be in the system, and we're going to have enough judges down there. We're going to have decent housing conditions, and we're going to start hearing those cases.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.